India's Taj Mahal Mausoleum, a world wonder made of ivory white marble, is a tomb dedicated to the wife of an emperor, whose worth today is more than $1 billion. By comparison, the other Taj Mahal, Blues Man from Harlem in the U.S., is a living treasure whose music illumines the wonders of North American folk music. Taj Mahal, born Henry St. Clair Fredericks, May 17, 1942, developed early on an affinity for otherworldly sounds that would find a pathway into his compositions, featuring distinctive elements of world music forged with other musicians and their own stylistic traditions, whether at home or abroad.
Sweeter than a honeybee, baby, you've been sweet on me. Sweeter than a honeybee, my queen bee.
North American blues, a folk music or roots music form that evolved from African-American work songs, field hollers, spirituals, and country string ballads more than a century ago, is the axiom of virtually every major American music style born in the 20th century, with representation found in jazz, rhythm and blues, Afrocentric gospel, rock and roll, and hip-hop.
Is what you got to rub my soul. Rock me to my soul, my baby, 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 to my soul. Rock me to my soul.
Mahal, raised in a musical environment, whose mother sang in a local gospel choir, whose father, a West Indian jazz arranger and piano player, had as a kid growing up access to his family's shortwave radio, which received musical broadcasts from around the world, thus exposing him at an early age to what we call today world music. Mahal has done much to reshape the definition and scope of blues music with interpretations that fuse not only varied styles, but select periods of music as well. Steeped in all things blues, and primarily a self-taught singer-songwriter, Mahal plays several Western instruments, including the guitar, piano, banjo, and harmonica. Even though America is generally considered the home of the blues, its deep roots harken back to West and Central Africa, where the original DNA of the blues reveal its unique characteristics and qualities. With a celebrated career that spans nearly 50 years, Mahal, with a wad of blues in his back pocket, continues to explore musical genres from places including the Caribbean, the South Pacific, and especially Africa.
Sweeter than a honeybee, baby, been sweet on me. Sweeter than a honeybee.
Because of artists like Taj Mahal, the wonder and humble majesty of the blues will likely, as it's done for many decades, live on for many generations to come with stories that give voice to those who live on the margins of American life. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.